It was determined that he also shot himself. He was taken into custody and remains in critical condition at a hospital with life-threatening injuries. His name has not been released, only that he is a male in his mid-50s. The Fire Victim Trust Administrator has announced another round of payments to survivors is on the way. So far, the victims have received 60% of their claims for losses in the 2017 fires, Butte Fire, and the 2018 Camp Fire. That number will now grow to 66% starting April 25th. The total for the victims' trust is sitting at $14 billion, still short of the $19.2 billion awarded by the court. 97% of victims have accepted settlement offers. The remaining 3% are challenging the amount and are going through arbitration. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously last night to support a measure that would place a quarter-cent sales tax on the November ballot that would raise funds to support child care and child health care. First Five Sonoma County would administer those funds. A massive retail theft operation was broken up by Alameda Police at a home in Oakland. Police uncovered a fencing operation with goods totaling over $75,000, stolen from Kohl's, LensCrafters, Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Walmart, Safeway, and Nordstrom. They also found $10,000 in cash. A bill that could lead to a ban on the popular video app TikTok is expected to pass the House as lawmakers act on concerns the company's ownership structure is a threat to American national security. The bill would require the Chinese firm ByteDance to divest from TikTok within 6 months of the bill's enactment, or the app would be prohibited. The lawmakers contend ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, which can demand access to data of TikTok's consumers in the U.S. Hundreds of people were possibly exposed to measles after a child with the virus was seen at a Northern California hospital. As many as 300 people were exposed at UC Davis Medical Center's emergency department, according to health officials in Sacramento and El Dorado counties. The child was seen between noon and 5 p.m. March 5th. People who are unvaccinated are at risk of developing measles from 7 to 21 days after being exposed, according to the Sacramento Public Health Department. It is now 7:33 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we will call on CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Hello there, Jeremy.
Thank you, Brent. There are a couple of incidents to be aware of. We have officers handling a two-vehicle crash on the ramp from northbound 101 to westbound Highway 12. Looks like those vehicles are off to the shoulder, but please slow down and give them some space as they clear that. We also have officers on their way to a solo vehicle crash off the road on southbound 101 near Asti Road. Southbound 101 is still moving slow heading into Marin County, as well as on the transition ramps from Highway 12 to 101. Drive safe and keep those eyes up and off your cell phones. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, celebrate St. Patrick's Day by clipping your digital offer to get USDA Choice Corned Beef Brisket Points for just $1.77 a pound, limit two packages. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the 49ers have added more help on the defensive line, agreeing to a two-year, $10 million deal with free agent defensive tackle Jordan Elliott. And your forecast. We've got a wind advisory from tonight at 10 p.m. through tomorrow at 5 p.m. Otherwise, today, sunny, breezy, and warm with wind turning out of the northeast. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Santa Rosa at 68. Tonight, clear and breezy. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm with upper 60s and low 70s. Wind gusting to maybe 35 miles an hour. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Canine Veterans Day. National Canine Veterans Day was founded with the purpose of showing appreciation and for honoring the valuable parts these canines play as members of military units. The celebration of this event was strategically placed on this day in commemoration of the first official Canine Army Corps in the U.S., which was started on March 13, 1942. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
It is 43 degrees at KZST. On the way, our hot topic of the morning. Hold on.
Sonoma County Library offers more than just books, and we love books. A library card opens a world of possibility where you can explore
free books, movies, music, games, graphic novels, magazines, newspapers, TV shows, e-audiobooks, e-books, databases, maps, and more online and on our shelves. Check out up to 100 items at a time. Late items? We are fine free.
You can do so much with the library card, like download and stream all of your favorite content, learn a new language, update your job skills, research family history, or explore the natural world.
At your local library, you can access everything from homework help to live performances. Enjoy Sunday hours, librarian-recommended reads, events for the whole family.
Now open 7 days a week at all regional locations. All this and more, all free all the time at Sonoma County Library. Brought to you by the Library Sales Tax, the community's investment in free public libraries.
When it comes to trees, Jeff Cowell from Image Tree Service knows that not all the tree problems are above ground.
Your roots are lifting up your sidewalk. Well, you probably planted a redwood tree too close to your sidewalk.
No matter what the job, Image Tree Service has all the gear to get it done.
So roots lifting up your sidewalk, there's a couple things you can do. We have a device called an air spade, and it actually can blow the soil away and expose the roots without damaging the roots. You got 8 big roots going other directions. This one big root going underneath your sidewalk, we can cut it.
It's kind of like there's a whole science to this. And Jeff is a certified arborist.
Put a root barrier in. That way, in the future, you don't have the problem ever. We've done them for 28 years, and I have never, ever had one person call back. So this stuff actually really works.
Roots pushing up your driveway? Call Jeff Cowell at Image Tree Service. And he'll drop by to take a look at it.
Just call us. I mean, it's free.
838-3555.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, so this will get the conversation stirring. if you want to join in, offer a comment, or have actually done this test we're about to talk about, call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. The hot topic, it's called the husband test. A new relationship quiz going viral on TikTok. The trend involves women filming themselves with their significant others and then casually referring to their boyfriends on camera as their husbands. The point of the trend, to see how the boyfriend reacts. So if he lets it slide, it must mean he really loves her. However, if he corrects her and says he's not her husband, an assumed love between them may be fake or a lie. Brent, I know you checked into it a little bit more.
Yeah, in reality, so here's what the professionals say. Psychologists say it is not a true relationship test.
Oh,
bogus for sure.
No,
I know. Big bummer. So don't believe it. It's not a true test of your relationship. What it does show, however, is how people crave validation and security in their relationship and how quickly people will cast judgment on others. So what the husband test really brings out is how desperate some people are to find out what others feel about you. So I got a question for you, though.
What's that?
So what if it was reversed? What if it was a guy referring to his wife? Would you consider that like an immediate proposal and come back with yes?
Oh.
Or is that a run away for a moment?
That depends on how you feel, though. That's a good point, though. Man, the wife test instead of the husband test. I mean, if it were me and I was ready to get married, I would consider it a proposal. I don't think I would run unless, you know, I didn't want to get married. But good point. I think it's great, though. I mean, if you think about it, literally what they're doing is you're testing the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And how is your husband or wife to be going to act when that happens? So I think it's just a cool test. It may not be, you know, psychologically accurate, technically, but what it does say is what people think about you. So do you actually care, Brent, what people say or feel about you?
No.
Are you sensitive?
No, not really. Life's too short to care. I think I look at it that way. I am what I am. Love it, hate it, doesn't matter to me. I don't lose sleep about it overnight.
Okay. So it's funny because do I care what people think about me? It's just, I know. Well, if you've been listening to this show for even a short amount of time, you can pretty much answer that question. Not one iota do I care. I can actually sum it up in two words that proudly hang on the wall in my office, by the way, how people feel if they do not like me. And those two little words are bite me. I'm not their cup of tea. I'm serious. I actually have those words on a license plate.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
County's KZST, the husband test. Gotta love it. It is time to get a check on the commute right now. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rohnert Park studio. How is traffic?
Thank you, Debbie. We're not looking too bad out there. We have officers still working to clear a crash on Highway 12 west of 101 and another solo vehicle crash on southbound 101 near Astey Road. So please use caution in those areas. Southbound 101 heading into Marin County is still moving slow around San Antonio Road. The Highway 12 to 101 transition ramps have heavy backups due to the metering lights, and we're starting to see slow traffic on northbound 101 between Todd Road and Baker Avenue. Drive safe and buckle up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At Moore Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call Moore Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call Moore Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at moorehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at moorehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. Moore Home Services.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
This week at Grocery Outlet, you won't need the luck of the Irish to find amazing deals at the end of the rainbow. Stop by for Reuben's or O'Donnell's Point Cut Corned Beef Brisket, just $3.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $2 a pound versus traditional grocery stores. Also, get hopping on Helping the Easter Bunny. We've got all your Easter basket essentials, including a fun selection of toys for $5.99 or less. Only at your neighborhood Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. Sonoma County's KZST. Well, good Wednesday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. Are you doing some home improvements these days? How do your floors look? Maybe there's a desire to upgrade, to restore, or change completely. It would add value and beauty to your home, you know. So let's just say I have been shopping around the expansive showroom of a local company called Floor Tex Design in Santa Rosa, figuring out flooring options for my home. Their showroom will blow you away, and it's neat. It is organized. It offers over 8,000 samples of high-quality carpets and an extensive selection of area rugs. If you prefer hard surfaces, check out all the different styles and colors of hardwood and laminate. Floor Tex Design also features tile, vinyl, and stone. It's literally a one-stop shop for your home flooring needs. Don't even get me started on the fantastic design consultants there to guide you through the entire flooring process. See for yourself at the amazing showroom. It's on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. You can also shop around online at floortexdesign.com. That's floor, T-E-X, design.com.
Yeah. I saw you dancing in a crowded room. So happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
second time.